Despite being devastated by a powerful earthquake in 2013, these century-old churches remained a top tourist destination until the pandemic broke out. The months-long lockdown and the closing of international borders to visitors devastated the tourism industry here for months, leaving thousands unemployed. Just as the Visayas province was slowly recovering last year, Typhoon Rai destroyed many parts in December. Roy Clapano, who works on a tourist boat, says the lack of visitors was just too much.
It was like you were happy the other day, and the next day you're sad because you might not have a job the next day. How could I pay my expenses? So when we started operating again, even though we only had two customers, it felt like we were already back.
People say visiting Bohol is synonymous with seeing the entire country. The province is rich with biodiversity and steeped in history. This is why it's long been called the heart of the Philippine Islands.
The tourism industry accounts for nearly 12% of GDP. So the government's decision to reopen the country to international travelers again as COVID cases decrease significantly is giving many here a renewed sense of hope and purpose.
The impact is so positive because you're talking about the drivers, the porters, the tour operators. We're looking at a great multiplier effect. And that also reverberates to agriculture, that reverberates to fisheries, because all of that influx of visitors contributes to a volume of need.
Earthquakes, a super typhoon, and the pandemic. The litany of tragedies may seem unbearable. But the Roman Catholic Church has always served as a moral and spiritual compass for communities here. And so in times of hardship, the faithful say prayers to God and know that somehow there will be a better way. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Bohol Province, Central Philippines.